This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden took his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan deep into Republican territory Thursday, using an aging bridge in Lake Charles, Louisiana, to repeat his call for infrastructure improvements. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In Lake Charles, the president stood before a 70-year-old bridge two decades past its designed lifespan, saying the nation cannot afford not to pay for rebuilding its infrastructure. The issue is how to pay for it. The president's pushing a corporate tax hike.
You know, I'm sick and tired of corporate America not paying their fair share.
But amid GOP objections, says he's ready to compromise.
I'm not ready to do nothing.
The White House is banking on voters and local officials selling the plan, like Lake Charles Mayor Nick Hunter, a Republican.
Any members of Congress out there who might be listening, Lake Charles needs help right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 25 people died on Thursday during an operation by Rio de Janeiro's police that targeted drug traffickers in the Jacarezinho favela of the city's north zone. One police officer and 24 suspects died from gunshots, according to the press office of Rio's civil police. Images shown on local television showed a police helicopter flying low over the working-class community as a group of heavily armed suspects escaped by leaping between the roofs of homes. Service on a subway line was temporarily suspended due to intense shooting in the region, according to a statement from the company that operates the subway. Jacarezinho, one of the city's most populous favelas with some 40,000 residents, is dominated by the Comando Vermelho, one of Brazil's